I got my, the first session of the day was one that I facilitated, and what was awesome about that was the way that people were kind of coming together around some ideas and the importance of getting council involved in doing this participation stuff. So that was really encouraging, and seeing them express what they need out of those processes. And then the second session was about stimuluswatch.ca, which is going to be an awesome site that maybe we can get real-time reporting on the economic performance of Canada. So that's a huge idea, but one that Stimulus Watch is just the very, very beginning of. So that was great. So I'm going to pass you on.
Hi, I'm Nick Charney, and I actually went to the same sessions as David, so I won't comment on that. But I did want to just say that the reason I got involved with Change Camp was to meet a lot of the local players that are interested and are engaged, and I think it's a good group to move forward with and stay connected with.
I'm Phil from the city of Ottawa, and got involved in Change Camp because one of our long-term strategic goals is to enable participatory governance through Web 2.0 and social media. And one of the main takeaways from the session this morning with the Ontario Ombudsman's Office is that the word ombudsman, no one knows what it means and no one knows what they do. So one of their big ideas is to use social media and Web 2.0 to get people engaged and involved and just spreading the word on what they do as a government sector.
Chris Whiteman from the City of Ottawa, and one of my big takeaways from David Hume's session and just how that public consultation isn't good enough anymore. It's public participation is what's needed, and it's using the new tools. It's not a new concept. The tools are now there to do it, and to do it efficiently and quickly and effectively.
Awesome. So that was five of our Change Camp organizers talking about their mornings.